Let's start with a scenario that I think is going to hit a little too close to home for anyone who has ever tried to run a business.
Oh, yeah.
You have the product, you have the location, the staff. But then you realize you also need to be a media company. You need to be on TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube. You need a blog, a newsletter. And suddenly, you aren't running a business anymore. You're just feeding this insatiable content beast.
It's the content saturation trap. I mean, the reality is that distribution is solved. Shelf space on the internet is basically infinite.
Right.
You can upload video to YouTube for the rest of your life and never run out of room, but your time, that's finite. The barrier to growth today isn't getting the content out there. It's the sheer crushing weight of production.
It is a recurring nightmare. And that is exactly why we are doing this deep dive today. We're looking at a very specific, very strategic intersection. We're taking a massive franchise operating system, a platform called Brandwide, and asking, what happens when you plug a high-octane industrial content engine into it?
It's really a case study in what happens when, infrastructure meets imagination. We aren't just talking about making things faster. We're talking about changing the fundamental physics of how a franchise communicates.
Okay, so before we get into the sci-fi stuff, let's set the stage with the players.
Yeah.
Player one is Brandwide.
Right.
If you aren't in the franchising world, think of them as the operating system for franchise networks. They work with brands like Ben's Soft Pretzels, Idolize Brows, and Beauty.
Can express, yeah.
If you buy a franchise, Brandwide is likely the dashboard you log into every morning. It handles royalties, CRM, field audits. It's the skeleton of the business.
Exactly. They solve the patchwork problem. Usually, a franchise is just a mess of five or six different softwares kind of taped together. Brandwide unifies all that. They hold the system of record, they have all the data.
And player two is Auto Content API.
Yeah.
Now, I have to be honest, when I see API in a name, my eyes glaze over a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
I picture lines of code and developers in hoodies. How is this different from me just opening ChatGPT and asking it to write a blog post?
That's the critical distinction. ChatGPT or, Google's Notebook LM, those are consumer tools. They are like retail stores. You walk in, you browse, you type something, you wait.
Okay.
Auto Content API is the warehouse distributor. It's headless, which is just a techie way of saying it doesn't have a front door for you to walk through. It lives in the background. It's designed to take raw materials, PDFs, URLs, data feeds, and ship out finished media products by the thousands.
Without a human ever touching a keyboard.
Exactly.
So if ChatGPT is a boutique where I handcraft one item, Auto Content is the factory line.
Precisely. It's an industrial engine for content transformation. And notice I said transformation, not just generation. The business already has the ideas. The API just changes their state of matter.
Okay, state of matter. I like
Yeah.
that. So our mission today is to build a bridge. We're going to look at the life cycle of a franchisee and see how integrating Brandwide with Auto Content API changes the game. And I want to start right at the beginning, the sale.
Which is often the hardest part.
Right. So Brandwide has modules for automating franchise sales, but usually that just means organizing leads. How does plugging in a content engine change how you actually sell a franchise?
Well, you look at the deep research capabilities of the API. It uses these autonomous agents that can browse the live web.
Okay.
So imagine a lead comes in for a territory in, say, Denver. Usually the salesperson gets on the phone and gives a generic pitch.
Denver's great. We love the mountains.
Exactly. Fluff. But with this integration, the moment that lead hits Brandwide, the deep research agent wakes up. It scans the web for competitors in Denver, local economic trends, demographic shifts, even local news, and it synthesizes all of that into a briefing document for the salesperson.
So before I even pick up the phone, I have a dossier that tells me exactly why my pretzel shop will work on Colfax Avenue.
Yes. You aren't selling a dream anymore. You're selling data-backed confidence. You're streamlining the pipeline by sounding like a local expert instantly.
Okay, you've sold me. I've signed the papers. I am now the proud owner of a franchise. And this brings us to the next hurdle, which I think is maybe the most boring part of business, onboarding.
The dreaded manual.
The 300-page PDF that explains how to clean the grease trap. Brandwide has an LMS, a learning management system, where they host this stuff. But be real with me here. Does anyone actually read those PDFs?
No,
No.
absolutely not. And that's the compliance friction.
Yeah.
If the franchise doesn't read the manual because it's dense and boring, they don't follow the standards, then the brand suffers. This is where we talk about knowledge liquidity.
Knowledge liquidity. You're making up terms now.
Stick with me. Right now, that knowledge is frozen in a text document. It's solid. It's hard to consume.
Right.
The Auto Content API acts like a blast furnace. It melts that text down so it can flow. It ingests the PDF and automatically generates a radio show style podcast. Two voices discussing the grease trap cleaning protocols.
Okay, hold on. I have to push back here. Hmm. I've heard AI voices before. They usually sound like a GPS trying to read poetry. If I'm a new business owner, am I really going to listen to two robots chat about hygiene standards? Yeah. Doesn't that feel cheap?
That's a valid skepticism, and a year ago I would have agreed with you. But the tech has moved so fast. The sources specifically point to this notebook LM API alternative capability. These aren't just text-to-speech readers. They include pauses, interruptions, ums, and ahs.
So it's more dynamic.
It creates a dynamic dialogue. And more importantly, it utilizes mental availability.
Meaning I can listen to it while I'm doing something else.
Exactly. You can't read a PDF while driving to your store. You can listen to a podcast. You're turning dead time into training time. There's a testimonial in the source material from Lighthouse Legal that mentions this. They said their onboarding finally has clear explainers, and this is the key metric. It reduced support tickets.
That's the ROI right there.
Yeah.
If people actually understand the material, they stop calling headquarters asking how to turn the machine on.
And it's not just audio. The API has a video endpoint too. So BrandWide could take every single how-to article in their help desk and turn it into a 60-second vertical video.
Which is how everyone learns now anyway. If I need to fix my sink at home, I don't read a manual. I watch a YouTube video.
Exactly. It increases dwell time, people stay on the content longer, and it drastically improves comprehension. You are meeting the franchisee where they are in the format they prefer.
Okay, so I'm trained. I'm operating. Now we hit the slump. The daily grind. I'm 3 months in, I'm busy, and I feel disconnected from headquarters. This is what you call the CEO paradox.
Right. It's the tension between visibility and time. Franchisees want to hear from the leader. They want to know the vision. But the CEO of a 500-unit chain does not have time to record a daily video or podcast. They are too busy being the CEO.
So they send emails, which I, the busy franchisee, immediately delete.
Precisely. So the auto content solution here is voice cloning. The CEO records a sample just once. Then BrandWide's AI-powered intranet can take a text update, say the weekly sales figures or a market analysis, and generate a daily audio update in the CEO's actual voice.
Whoa, stop. That sounds a little deceptive, doesn't it? If I get a message from my CEO and it turns out it was a clone, doesn't that destroy trust? It feels like a deep fake situation.
I get that reaction. It's the uncanny valley fear.
Yeah.
But think about the context. This isn't a public press conference. It's an internal update, a private podcast network.
Okay.
If it's labeled correctly, like the daily AI briefing, it actually builds connection. The reviews and the source material emphasize that the voices are natural, steady, and believable.
So it's less about tricking me into thinking the CEO is on the mic and more about giving me the information in a format that feels personal.
Exactly. It conveys tone and nuance that text can't. It makes the massive corporation feel small and intimate again. It keeps the culture alive without burning out the leadership team.
Okay, I can see that. Consistency matters. Now, let's pivot to the thing that keeps every franchise owner awake at night. Growth. Marketing.
This is usually the biggest point of friction.
It is, because BrandWide gives me great tools for email and CRM. But the battleground today is social media. It's Instagram Reels, it's TikTok. And frankly, most franchise owners are not video editors. They don't know what audio is trending.
And they shouldn't have to. This is where the integration becomes a superpower. Auto content allows for faceless video generation at scale. BrandWide could add a generate social content button right in the dashboard.
So I click a button, and what happens?
The system takes your current offer, buy one, get one free, and builds a vertical video. It pulls stock footage, adds an AI avatar if you want, writes a script, generates the voiceover, and adds subtitles.
And it can do this for every single location separately.
That's the programmatic scale. A central marketing team could push one button and generate 100 unique variations for 100 different territories. But here's where it gets really interesting. Newsjacking.
Which sounds illegal, but go on.
It's a marketing term. It means jumping on a trend while it's hot. The API connects to ex-formerly Twitter and Reddit data feeds. It can spot trends in real time.
Give me an example of how a pretzel shop uses Reddit data.
Okay, let's say the system detects that heat wave is trending in Austin, Texas. It's 105 degrees. The BrandWide system sees this trigger. It automatically generates a video script for the Austin franchisees about cooling down with a frozen lemonade.
And it does that without a human marketing manager having to notice the weather, call a meeting, write a brief, and hire an editor.
By the time the human team did that, the heat wave would be over. This creates reaction loops, trigger action content. It makes the franchise feel hyper-local and hyper-relevant.
That is impressive. But I have to ask about the cost, because usually when you say enterprise video production, I hear thousands of dollars.
Right.
If I'm a small franchisee, I can't afford an agency.
This is the cost arbitrage. The source material breaks down the credit model. A manually produced short video from an agency costs anywhere from, what, $50 to $300.
Hang on.
Using the API, it's about 400 credits.
Put that in real money for me.
Depending on your plan, that's roughly 4 euros.
4 euros. So for the price of a fancy latte, I get a marketing asset that used to cost me a monthly retainer.
Yes. It democratizes high-end marketing. It shifts content from being an OPEX, an operating expense you try to minimize, to a scalable tech investment. You can afford to flood the zone. You can afford to make mistakes.
That changes the math completely. But let's look at the biggest math of all. Global scale. Brandwide supports master franchise structures. They have clients like Inexpress Americas. But if I want to take my U.S. brand to Japan, I hit a massive wall. Language.
The Tower of Babel problem. Usually global expansion means hiring a local team to rewrite every manual and re-record every training video. It takes months.
And it costs a fortune.
Auto Content API supports over 50 languages, Spanish, German, Japanese, you name it. So Brandwide could implement an auto-localize feature, that training podcast we talked about earlier, the one about the grease trap.
Yeah.
The API can take that English audio, transcribe it, translate it, and resynthesize it into Japanese audio in minutes.
So the compliance friction we talked about earlier, It doesn't just disappear in English, it disappears in every market simultaneously.
Exactly. You are instantly multiplying your total addressable market, your TAM, without multiplying your headcount. A franchisee in Tokyo gets the same quality of training as a franchisee in Toledo on day one.
That is the definition of leverage. You know, we've covered a lot here, from sales research to training to marketing to global expansion. It feels like we're describing a completely different way of running a company.
We are. We're describing the shift from manual creation to automated transformation.
It seems like Brandwide provides the skeleton, the structure, the logic, the database. And Auto Content provides the blood, the flow of information that keeps the thing alive.
I love that analogy. Brandwide is the system of record, and Auto Content is the system of engagement. A skeleton without blood is dead. Blood without a skeleton is just a mess.
You need both.
You need both to have a living, breathing organism.
And for the franchisee, the person actually running the store, what's the bottom line?
The bottom line is that they finally get the support they were promised. The promise of franchising is you are in business for yourself, but not by yourself. But often that support falls short because the franchisor is just overwhelmed. Automation fulfills the promise.
So where does this leave the human? If the AI is doing the research, writing the scripts, recording the podcasts, and even cloning the CEO, Are we making the human obsolete?
I don't think so. I think we are refining the role. And this is the provocative thought I want to leave you with. If a franchise system can automate its broadcast, its training, and its marketing to this degree, the profile of the franchise owner changes. Historically, a franchisee had to be a jack of all trades, a marketer, a teacher, a manager, a tech support guy. If the ghost in the machine handles the teaching and the broadcasting, maybe we move toward a world where the franchisee is purely a host.
A host.
Someone who focuses 100% on hospitality, on the customer experience, on the smile at the counter. The machine handles the back office and the airwaves so the human can handle the handshake.
That's a fascinating pivot. We stop looking for operators and start looking for people.
Exactly. It restores the humanity to the business by automating the bureaucracy.
Well, if it means I get my soft pretzel faster and the person serving it is actually happy because they aren't stressed about editing TikTok videos, I am all for it.
I think that's a future we can all subscribe to.
Huge thanks to the imaginary but very possible integration of Brandwide and Auto Content API for giving us a glimpse into that future today. It really feels like the blueprint for the next decade of franchising.
The tools are there. It's just a matter of who builds it first.
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you on the next one. Stay curious.